Now, the new year has everyone, just about everyone, turning over a new leaf. And gyms across the country are crammed with lots of new members, keen to get fit and shift the post-Christmas pounds. But for many, this new motivation can be short-lived as injuries often bring exercise and even work to a sudden halt for many of us. So just how many people injure themselves and how can we avoid unnecessary hurts? Well, I'm joined now by Matthew Fitzpatrick, musculoskeletal podiatrist at the College of Podiatry. Hi, Matthew. Now, that was a bit of a mouthful.
It certainly was. Musculoskeletal, we make it sound a little bit more difficult, but basically the bones and the muscles and the way they work, and really focusing on the foot and the ankle and how it affects the rest of the body, that's my interest mainly. Yeah.
So how many people actually do injure themselves then in the gym unnecessarily?
So we did a survey of a group of people who had just decided to get back into their post-Christmas sedentary period, and found that about 37% of those that we spoke to, a survey around 2,000 people, were complaining that the injury they had caused them to consider or stop going to the gym. So almost became their excuse maybe not to go back in there, which is a shame. But some of them also aggravated a previous injury, which again put them off continuing their exercise regime for 2019.
Because if you're not used to exercise, sometimes it can be difficult to tell what's the start of an injury and what's just things you're not used to.
A really good point. Absolutely. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of what we call a bit of a burn, a bit of a sting, and absolutely we need to progress and get moving on those. But sometimes you can get a distinct pain that actually causes you to stop, is what you need to be careful of. And the focused areas we see that is around the heel, because it takes a lot of impact when even walking or running, around the back of the heel, around the ankle, but also around the front of the foot, where sometimes if we wear bad shoes, our toes and our foot can be squeezed in, causing irritations to the skin, the nerves and the muscles.
I was actually going to ask you about that, just how important it is to have the footwear right.
To me, it's fundamental. You know, if you want your car to function well, it's not just the engine, but it's the quality of the tyres that it runs on that makes the difference. It's exactly the same with the feet. You could have the best functioning cardiovascular system, the best muscles in the world that get you running, but if the shoes you're wearing are not supportive, are not cushioned, are not controlling excessive motion, are not allowing your foot to breathe and expand, then you're always going to put them at a disadvantage. And the moment you start getting a pain in your foot, running becomes a little bit unpleasant.
Now, sight issues can bring along mobility issues as well, and a lot of our audience will be living with diabetes, so neuropathy is another thing that affects the feet. What are some of your safety tips when it comes to these kind of things?
A really good point there. One of the conditions that I'm really invested in is not just to how exercise can affect and cause injury, but those who have diabetes, as you said, are at great risk of peripheral neuropathy, which is also affecting their sight. So what we want to do is encourage people to wear shoes that provide not only support, but that stability and grip sometimes when approaching certain surfaces. But with diabetes and neuropathy, the risks are that you don't know when you might be injuring, when you might be causing a blister, and that blister can then develop into an ulcer and the problems that are associated with that, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be very well aware of. So with footwear, it's making sure that if you have a reduced sensation, that you are checking inside the shoe, that there's no rucks, there's no catches, there's no irritations there that could cause a problem. And then when you finish your exercise, because we're putting more strain through the foot, is to meticulously check, look top, bottom, side, check there's no breaches in the skin, no damages, and if there are, early intervention to stop anything progressing.
Now, I have neuropathy myself, but it came on when I had swine flu 10 years ago.
Gosh, you're
and,
right.
I'm very susceptible to the height of the shoe that I'm wearing, the height of the heel now.
Yeah.
Now, arches and the arches of our feet, do they tend to cause issues as we get older?
So, you know, you take 100 people and you ask them to take their shoes and sock off and stand on a flat hard surface, you'll have high arch, low arch, mid arch, completely no arch, some people with sort of wider, fatter feet. Everyone is very unique and different. The arch of the foot is basically a structure that articulates what's going on at the back of the foot and our heel through to the front of our foot, our toes, as we walk. So, yes, people who have arches that may be not as high or arches that are too high can lead to other problems. So it's very difficult to articulate this sometimes on a radio without being able to show something visibly. But the key thing is, if you're getting discomfort in the midfoot in your arch, that's something that you want to have checked out as well, because it might be that there's a musculoskeletal strain, a damage to the soft tissues, or it might be with those in neuropathy, other things that are going on. And you probably have heard of, and some of your listeners will be aware of, a thing called a Charcot foot. And patients in a neuropathy are predisposed to developing that, which can have a real problem in the presentation in the middle of your foot. And if you're worried in that regard, as with anything with your feet, is go and see a podiatrist and make sure you get the best advice early on.
We tend to sort of take our feet for granted, don't we?
I've had this many times. I've been seeing patients that if they say to me, oh, I didn't realise how important my feet were till something went wrong. And it is so true. You know, they work from the moment we swing our feet out first thing in the morning till we get into bed. They're always doing something for us. They're always up and down stairs, articulating awkward surfaces, exercising, etc. So if you're worried, you want to get them checked out, because they are what are going to keep you upwardly mobile, independent. And exercise is not just a physical thing, it's a social thing. And that's really important for us all as well.
And another thing that I think tends to get overlooked is stretching. How important is that?
You're completely correct. And, you know, it's the old phrase, use it or lose it. So that's a couple of weeks. Obviously, we've been a little bit more relaxed and enjoying our holiday periods. We might not have been as physically active. What we want to do is make sure that your calf muscles, your hamstrings, the muscles that lead into the foot and power through the foot are really working. And that is crucial, that you warm up, but also warm down, so that you don't just stop and then expect your muscles to completely relax. You know, they've just been doing a lot of activity. You want them to be as functional as possible.
So early warning signs of something not quite right?
So early warning signs in patients with and without neuropathy is visually, you know, check your feet, whether you can feel them or not, have a look. Visually see any skin colour changes, any breaches in the skin, bleeding, blisters, deal with them early on. Other things, if you've got a little bit more sensation, is feeling that things are tight, that just simple walking afterwards is uncomfortable, then have something looked at them. Again, as I said, having someone who knows what they're talking about, having a look at your feet is really helpful, having a podiatrist. If you're having difficulty finding one locally, you can always consider using our website, which is the College of Podiatry, cop.org.uk. There's a little button in the top left-hand corner where you can put your postcode in and it can tell you a local podiatrist. But get them checked out, because prevention is better than cure.
Matthew Fitzpatrick, some great advice there, and teaching us to take our feet seriously.